Review. The Gadget
Guy. And the Gadget Guy, of course, is Pete Blazina with the Larry Yellow and Blue shirt.
Well, yeah. You know you should have your sunglasses
yes,
on.
Yes, I know. I left them in the car, unfortunately. How are you, Pete?
Oh, look, I'm fine, thank you.
That's good.
The universe is back at peace now that you two are back in the chairs.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
You know what?
Isn't that lovely?
Hate to say this, I hope the boss is not listening, but I feel good being back at work. we kind of enjoy it, you know. Yeah, it's good, isn't
yeah.
it, Paul?
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, we love being back. Yeah.
We feel very privileged that we have a job that you enjoy coming back to, that we really love.
Yeah, well, there is a kind of a calmness when you come in here and sit down. And
especially when you bring the coffee for us.
Well, yeah.
That's what does it. And then after you go, we get the yips from the bucket of coffee.
Well, I'm, of course, living in fear because you threatened me on the basis that the coffee had to be good. If it wasn't,
it's excellent.
Good. No, it's good. It's good.
Gloria
Listen, before
James.
We get into all the technical, and by the way, if you've got a techie question for Pete, 131332 is the number. He's prepared to spend the rest of the day here, I think, outside answering questions.
He loves it.
Before we get into all that, and I know it's a topic you obviously want to talk about, fish oil tablets.
Hmm.
And we were talking about this at our meeting during the week. They've done some tests, and I'm a bit cranky about part of it. They've done some tests on omega-3 fatty acids, and apparently a lot of the tablets you get, they don't have the amount of omega-3 in the tablet that they say on the label.
Mm.
But the bit I'm cranky about is they didn't name names. They didn't tell us which ones.
Yeah, I was a bit when I saw it, because I do take omega-3 for arthritis, and I'm not convinced it actually does anything.
I was going to ask, that was my next question, does it actually work?
Well, I don't think so. I think...
Well, how bad would you be if you didn't take it?
Well, that's the whole thing. do you want to go through the pain to test it to see if it does work? Do you take them, Paul?
Yes, I do. In fact, I take 3 2,000-mil capsules a day. That's 6,000 mil a day. And I'll tell you why, because the diabetes has affected my eyes. I go and see a Macquarie Street specialist who is also an eye dietitian, if you can believe that. Mm. He recommends, and he's written books about things that people should eat for their eyes. And fish is one of them. 3 or 4 times a week, eat fish for your eyes. I'm not fussed about eating fish all that much, so I take these 6,000 mil. And my eyes, while they aren't perfect, they come and go all the time, and I believe that it's doing me a mountain of good. I really do.
What about other foods like carrots? You know, carrots
I eat lots and lots of veggies.
The problem here, Pete, is when you're talking about this, well, it's a scam if there's not as much in there as they say. The only way to find out whether it's doing you any good is to stop.
Well, I don't.
Unfortunately,
want to do that.
and it's like your cardiac medicine, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, stop taking it, and then you're dead.
I was taking statins for high cholesterol, and my doctor said to me, "Look," he said, "you could live on a lettuce leaf, and you'd still have high cholesterol. It's in your system; your body produces it." And I was unconvinced. I said, "No, I don't like taking the tablets." He said, "All right. Go off them for 3 months and then come back and have another blood test and we'll see." I went off them for 3 months, came back in, my cholesterol was through the roof and I was doing the best I could to make sure I didn't eat the wrong thing. He said, "Face it, you've got high cholesterol no matter what you do." Yeah. So it's a bit like that. You wouldn't really definitively know unless you did a period off them to see how crook you got.
Yeah, and the other person who absolutely recommends them is our friend Dr. Ross Walker, who is a heart specialist, and he swears by them.
And
so
for our listeners
that's
who've
good
been,
enough for me.
And for our listeners who've been wondering where he's been, because we usually talk to him every Saturday, he's on holidays, he'll be back in another week or two, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, so so what did you want to say about that, by the way?
Well, what I was going to say, you've taken most of the heat out of the topic.
Mm.
The point is that they should have been named because
they should have been named.
There are so many varieties. I mean, they're available in the supermarket now. And
well, I buy the most popular brand. That's one in the big barrels.
Well, it could be one of them, Paul. You don't know.
With the blue label, and I can't think of what it is, but they're everywhere. So.
Yeah,
I wouldn't imagine them doing the wrong thing.
You got no idea. They didn't name them. No.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's the point. Yeah,
they didn't name.
So it might be. I know. I've actually heard that unless you're taking 6,000 milligrams of omega 3 a day, it really doesn't have much of an impact.
Mm.
So you do need to take that amount, but you don't know if the companies aren't named. So yeah. George is absolutely right.
Well, I feel fabulously well. All of the
now,
time,
let's switch to the topic we're here for, and that's gadgets.
Yes.
Windows 10. Now, Windows and Apple did the same thing with their operating iOS, system as well, started giving them names, and I've forgotten which name I've got, actually.
Yosemite.
I have. Thank you, Yosemite. And Windows went to XP was one, and there was another one that didn't do so well. Have they gone back to using numbers again?
Yeah, they have. And Microsoft have done a Windows launch, Windows 10. And look, they've come in for a lot of criticism after Windows 7. And the problem that Microsoft has, and we've,
was there ever a Windows 9?
No,
so they've jumped straight to 10. Yeah,
that's where I'm at, 7, Windows 7.
The biggest problem Microsoft has is that they're market leaders, but in saying that, they have a more than 90% market share.
They have in a way, they have a captive market because they have all the corporations and the big companies.
Well, and the little companies, your computer, your computer because you've got a Mac, but most people's computers are PCs, Windows-based.
Well, this one here is... What was the old, really old Windows bit when it was not workstation? What was it called? Windows NT.
This is
a Windows NT. It's about 100 years old.
It's still working. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Microsoft
can't. Like an old Volvo.
You should have a hat on it.
Put a hat on it.
Hey, I hope the tech's not listening because I get on pretty well with them.
You used to.
But if you think about it, the operating system, which is the layer that you deal with, that you work with, there are so many different combinations of computer, you know, hard drive, processor, and they're all different. And the biggest problem that... the biggest problem that Microsoft has is that there are so many variables and it's hard to get it right. Plus, they had to draw a line in the sand and say, we're not going to support the old operating systems anymore because we're moving into a different environment. Mm. Now, one of the things that they showed... and
that causes a lot of pain, you have to do it.
You absolutely have to do it. But the problem is the operating system is now built... to work because they wanted to move forwards, not back. So they're not supporting the old operating systems, and they're not supporting older computers. And what they're saying is, the tablet is replacing desktop computers. That in perhaps 12 to 24 months, all we'll have in terms of computing with Windows-based operating system will be tablets.
Well, then you'll be able to buy a Mac hybrids for your desktop. Yeah, I guess. Apple did this years ago. When I was on Apple originally, it was 9 point something or rather. When they went to Apple 10, which is the current system, for the first few updates, they actually included both versions. You could actually log between the two. So if you had an old computer, you would log on the old one.
Yep.
If you had a new computer, on the new one. They did it for a while. Then one day they had to cut the cord and say, sorry, that's it. Canon cameras did it with their lenses, this is years ago. One day they had to say, sorry, we can't support the old stuff. We need to move forward. The old ones don't work anymore. Mm-hmm. Nikon went the other way. Nikon still support all the old ones. So these are really tough decisions that businesses have to make.
They're very difficult corporate decisions and often a lot of heat. They generate an enormous amount of heat. But when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk about one of the features that is in Windows 10. Unbelievable.
All right. Coming to the callers in just a second. Now, Windows 10 has been launched and you've had a go with it and you said there's something fantastic about Windows 10.
It is absolutely remarkable. This is the best holographic technology I have ever seen. So in the same month that Google has scrapped Google Glass, Microsoft has launched what they're calling a HoloLens. HOLO for holographic lens.
Yeah.
And essentially it's like a band that goes around your head.
Oh, this is a piece of equipment you have to put on.
You have to put on that links to the software.
Yeah.
And the it's where television's going to go and gaming, and it is just remarkable. They've been working on it for about 7 years. And it the holographic images are so real, you can feel, you can put your hand out and touch them.
Is this sort of like a computer version of going to a 3D movie where you put glasses